tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday. Happy football. It's all here. It's all great. And I have so many of you lined up right now that I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. I'm going to go right to that call. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Syra.
Hi, Syra. What's your question?
Today's my birthday, and I was wondering if you could just do a reading for me.
Well, you know, I totally can. So let me see what the big heads up is with you. Okay. The very first thing coming up in your little five-card birthday spread is you have a card here that talks about you worrying about money. And it's also a card that talks about the stingy factor, all right? So sometimes people are the most stingy with themselves, but they'd be incredibly generous with other people. And what it's saying is that first and foremost, do not be stingy with yourself, all right? Wow. If you need something, do it for yourself first, because what you've got two cards here that are just amazing. So after that stingy, you know, not treating yourself well card and worrying about money, you have two cards that I absolutely love. And by the way, that little money card's kind of a minor card. But the two cards I really like are the first card talks about your own intuitive gift, your own psychic ability. And the next card talks about the highest spiritual place a woman can get to in a reading. So in any place, in any lifetime. And these two cards together talk about you first living your truth.
Okay.
That it's as soon as you get even more authentic, then what happens is everybody else falls in line and starts agreeing with the fact that you're more authentic. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not about you trying to be what you think other people want you to be. It's about you being more you. So you have this card here that talks about a relationship going to a deeper level. This is a romantic interest. And it starts by you treating them like they're your absolute best friend, but from a very honest place on your part. So that means that you treat them very casually. It's almost a more of a, you're my best friend, and the thing that I am most interested in you is liking you as a person. And that when you go into that vibe, the I want to like you as a person vibe, as opposed to I think you're hot sexually, or I think that if I behave a certain way, you'll like me better. We go away from those vibes and we go into, I want to make sure that you're the right partner for me. And if there's an existing relationship going on right now, you just go to that level relationship.
Okay.
Because it's saying that I want you to start treating every single potential love partner as though they are your best friend first, and that you put it in your mind that you're not going to do any poking, no sex, for 2 months when you start dating. And that when you go into the, and if you've listened to my program at all, that's my big saying, no poking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if you fool around a little bit, I don't care if you check out the assets, no poking.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm getting here is that you're ready for that real rest of your life relationship.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. Have a great rest
of
the day. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from, let me get you on the air. Working off my iPad, so it's a little slower. So, let me see. I've got somebody here from the 484 area code. Hello, 484. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tonetta calling.
Hi, Tonetta. I haven't heard from you in a long time.
I know. I'm here.
All right. What's your question for me today?
Okay. Here's the big question. When am I going to hear from Desiree? We had a bad falling out early July. She's not budging. She's not texting. She's not calling. I dropped off a beautiful bracelet for her on Wednesday at her house. Haven't heard nothing. And I've been her best friend since age 6. So it's a 40-year friendship.
Okay. So she's coming up reversed in your cards. She's at this point right now treating you unfairly. Okay?
Yes.
You know, and here's the thing. We get to a point where in any kind of disagreement or argument, we get to the point of this particular statement. Do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? And that's where she is right now. I'm going to be right, not happy.
Okay.
Now, the thing is that she may be totally wrong, but in her mind, she's right. Do you see what I mean?
Okay, so not being my friend is what is right and what she wants to do.
No. Where she is right now, she's standing on the ground of being right as opposed to being happy. Because being happy is being your friend. All right?
Okay.
So you've already made so many attempts at making amends here that you need to back off. Now, this says you hear from her within the next 4 weeks because she finds an excuse to call you. See, she needs a reason now to get past her ego to reach out to you.
Okay.
So you have to wait for that. And when it happens, then you don't bring up the fact or anything that drew you guys apart.
Right.
You respond to the fact that you have a reason to reach out, okay?
Right.
It could even be something as simple as that she knows that you go to a certain thing and she shows up at that thing.
Okay.
You see what I mean? But what it's saying is that you do end up reconnecting. You do end up saving this friendship. But at this point, you've done everything you can, and now she has to get out of her ego and into happiness.
Do you even know if she got the bracelet? I left it at her door because she was not home.
Well, then the only thing that I would do is I would text her and say, I left you a present. I hope you got it. That's the only thing I would do.
I think she has me block Mona. I don't think she's getting my text messages.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think she may have you blocked now, but I think she's checking. She just doesn't want the phone to ring and have you be on the other end.
Yeah, I haven't called
her.
I haven't. I haven't done any of that.
Just it doesn't matter if she's blocked you or not. The vibration is the right one. It's where you send her a text and said, I left you a present. I hope you got it. And then you love Tonetta. Right? You send the text because it's the right vibration to send out there. Doesn't matter if she physically gets it or not, the vibration's been sent. Do you see what I mean?
Right. So it's going to take up to 4 weeks or any time between now and 4 weeks?
It's saying that you will hear from her within the next 4 weeks.
Okay.
So here we are at the 17th of September. So you'll probably hear from her by the 16th of October.
Okay.
But after you send that text, radio silence. Do not try anything else. Okay?
No.
You want her to miss you. She already does. Okay? All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, I'll be in touch.
Awesome. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 213 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hold on. Hello, 213. Who's this?
No, David me dijeron fui a un lugar allá en la comunidad agarrar mis cosas.
All right, I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you. All right, so I'm going to go to area code 323. Hello, 323. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Robert. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Robert. What's your question for me today?
Yes, ma'am. I have an interesting situation. My wife and I have been married for 5 years now, and until recently, about 6 months ago, we decided to have an open relationship. And I've been kind of worried because she confessed that she found someone on the side, and she says it's not serious, but I haven't found anyone on the side, so to speak, yet, and I'm worried about our future marriage and what's going to happen or what could potentially happen.
Yeah, Robert, I'm worried about it, too, because what I see here, and I don't know what the noise is in the background, but it's bothering the crap out of me.
I'm sorry,
I want to tell you that. Okay. What it's saying here is that I'm worried about the relationship, too. I'm also worried that she's using you as a safety net till she meets somebody else. That's the thing that has me worried. Because what your card is talking about here is that you don't want an open marriage. You don't want that. I mean,
right. Yeah,
it's kind of interesting, and it would be kind of cool if you had a little squeeze on the side yourself. But what it's saying here is that the fact that she found a little squeeze on the side herself first, and you're like, well, wait a minute, I don't have that distraction going on, and I'm not sure I like this.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, it sounds fun,
so,
but I'm definitely worried.
Okay, so what it's saying is that you reach out to her and you say, you know what, this isn't working for me and I'd like us to go to counseling. And if she doesn't agree to go to counseling, then you got to decide what to do from there. Because what I'm seeing here is that she's being very selfish about her own needs and her own happiness, and she's not taking you into consideration. That it is a selfish motivation on her part to have this experience and have you as a safety net, and that bothers the crap out of me, Robert.
Absolutely.
So that would be my suggestion, is that you say to her, no, I don't think this is working for me. I'd like us to go to counseling. And if she refuses, then I would still visit with a counselor myself and sort this out, because this is not about you. This is about her. You see what I mean?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
See, because you keep saying to yourself, well, what do I need to do to impress her? And it's not you. It's her. And you don't like it. And now that you actually say to her, I don't like this. I don't like this. This is not what my idea of a good marriage is. And so you say, I want us to go to counseling. And if she refuses, then I want you to seek out somebody you can talk to that will help you sort through this. All right, Robert, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, hold on, I got so many of you. I got somebody here from the 678 area code. I'll get you on the air. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, yes, it's Candace.
Hi, Candace. What's your question?
Okay, basically my ex-husband was supposed to get married this weekend. When I talked to him 2 weeks ago, he said they called it off. And then a few days later, someone told me that it was back on. And then when I talked to him on Friday, he called and said, no, it's back off. And that it's off, like, I guess permanently. But he won't tell me why, and I wanted to know why. Like, he just is very evasive about what happened, and
okay,
I kind of want to know.
Here's my vibe on that. First of all, why is he still reaching out to you, his ex, when he's about to marry or allegedly marry somebody else? That's a weird vibe. The fact that he would still be calling you and talking to you as though you're still part of his life, that's weird. You see what I mean?
Well, we have two children together, so like he has been in and out of their lives, and
okay.
So for me, I wanted, like, when I found out that he was getting married so soon, I was like, well, are you not going to have your kids there? So that was my thing. I was kind of upset about that. But mm-hmm. then he was like, well, no, you know, we're not even getting married. And then a few days later, you know, someone said that they were getting married. And I was like, well, are you going to, like, get married behind my back and not tell the children?
Right. Well, here's what I'm seeing is that you are still in love with him. And that he is, he's still poking at your emotions. He's still hurting you, even though he's not really part of your life. I'm also seeing here that he is having doubts about the person that he's been poking. I mean, seriously, I'm seeing him having serious doubts about that. So even if they were to get married, it would not last very long. I'm actually seeing that he's a little afraid of her, which is kind of funny. What's interesting is the fact that he's talking to you as though the two of you still have a relationship. And it's interesting here because it's saying that he's initiating more interaction with you, but he also doesn't want to hurt your feelings. So there's a lot going on here, Candace. It's saying that the two of you may actually get back together within the next 2 years. Now, I don't say that very lightly. What I'm seeing here is that he's just a bit on the immature side. He doesn't know what he wants. And so he's met this other person, this other woman, who's a bit bossier than you ever were with him. And because he doesn't know how to stand up for himself, he doesn't know how to negotiate things, he's been kind of letting her take the lead. Well, he's not sure he wants it. So I think the reason why the kids weren't invited to the wedding is because they don't think he's going to go through with it. You see what I mean? Here's the thing, is that all you say to him is that, look, I just want us to have the kind of relationship that our kids can rely on their dad. That's all you say.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Because what's going to happen is that you bring the kids up first. First and foremost, it should make him feel a little guilty that he really hasn't been there for the kids.
Right.
Okay. So you say, look, I'm just looking out for the well-being of the kids. If you're getting married, they need to know that dad's making a commitment to another person that's going to be their stepmom. They need to know this person. So, they've met her. Right.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is it's happened so fast that what this other woman's trying to do, Candace, is she's trying to cut out the fact that he has kids out of her life with him.
Interesting.
But the reason why he is reluctant is that he really does love his kids. So that's why you keep putting the kids up there first, because that's the most important thing, is that he has a relationship with his kids.
So when he says that she encourages him to try to have a relationship, that's not true? Or is she encouraging him, like, just for show?
I think she's encouraging him for show. Because once I hate to use this phrase, but I'm going to totally use this phrase. Once she has her hooks in him, you're going to find that he doesn't visit the kids as much. And I think he's intuitively picking that up. He doesn't quite know why he's on the fence here or why he's going back and forth, but that's why, because there's something about it that doesn't feel true or right. That's why that's going on.
Wow. So is that why he hasn't told me, like, a definitive, like, I mean, I know it's none of my business, but, like, I
of course
do
it is.
Know, like,
it affects your kids. Yes, it is your business.
Right. So him not being, like, straight up, like, because in my head I thought, well, maybe he cheated on her or did something wrong, and that's why he didn't want to tell me why why they're not, like, it's on, then it's off, then it's on.
All I would do is just keep emphasizing that the most important relationship is with his kids. And I got to go, girl. Thanks for the
Thank
call.
Thank you so much.
See you
Thank
later.
You.
Okay, bye. All right. You guys, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
So the ad that I just played for 9-Day Energy Reset, the best time to start that is the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. So Tuesday is the 19th, which means 1 in 9 equals 10, and then you reduce and drop the 0, so it's a 1-day. You start this on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. It is a 9-day ritual to draw to you what you want. So that's why I played that ad, because it only costs you about the cost of a latte to download it on either Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. And then you follow the ritual of it, and things make a huge difference. So that's why I wrote that, because I've been giving people rituals ever since I've been doing this radio program. And it's all together in one amazing energy-driven experience. So just letting you know, 9-Day Energy Reset, it's on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. And I'm going to go to area code 561. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
I'm looking for work, and I wanted to see when you saw a job. I got laid off in March, and I've been out of work way too long.
Okay. So, okay. What it's saying is that first and foremost, you have to make peace with the fact you got laid off. That there was some really crappy stuff that happened there. You were even put in a very uncomfortable situation, and I don't know what all that noise is behind you, but it's distracting the crap out of me.
Sorry, I'm walking out right now. Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. So what it's also saying here is that you need to decide that for the next 11 days that you need to be very, very disciplined about finding a job, that you need to look at the kind of work you've done before and decide what the next step is, what the springboard would be for you to go to the next job. It's saying that within the next 9 to 11 days, you can find that job. And I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's working in a call center. I don't care if it's working seasonal for, you know, the holiday season at a, you know, nice department store. I don't care what it is. But it's saying you have to get something by being incredibly disciplined about getting your butt out of the house and going to whatever places that could hire you, even if the pay isn't what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Just you getting into something allows you to get the next thing. So any work at all makes you more attractive moving forward, which is exactly what you want.
Yeah, I feel productive when I'm working. I don't like being out of work.
Well, okay, so Lena, it's saying here that the reason why you haven't gotten a job now or so far is because you haven't been disciplined about it.
Okay.
You haven't been, you know, it's like you haven't been making the job search like it's your job. So do you have a LinkedIn profile yet?
Yeah, but I deleted it because I had somebody stalking me online.
Okay, so what I would do is I would create another LinkedIn profile with an email address that's different, like create a new one on Gmail, all right?
Uh-huh.
Create a new LinkedIn profile with lots of pictures of you and what you've done for work, and you recreate it, okay? Because the thing is that you are ready to go back to work. So what I would do today, it's Sunday, is I would recreate the LinkedIn profile.
Okay?
And they've changed it up a bit. So the first two sentences on your profile are what people see first. So that first two sentences needs to be your most remarkable statement. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And what I'm seeing here is that there is going to be a job presented to you by a woman who's incredibly disciplined. So with this woman, it's the right way, the wrong way, and her way of doing things. And what it's saying here for you is that today you update your LinkedIn profile, and today you look online to see what might be available in your city. And I'm telling you, almost every city across the country, there are call centers that would be willing to hire anyone with the right attitude. Like here in Las Vegas, there's a place I refer people to all the time, and it's called Tell Us International. So TELUS International. And I don't know if they have one in your city, but they will hire anybody with a good attitude.
Okay.
So you just need to get your butt back into some sort of a job. And I don't even care right now if it pays you less than what you normally make. You need to be working.
Right.
And then you can find the next job from there, you see? Because you're more attractive when you're working than when you're not.
Right. Okay. Great.
All right, gal pal.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 562 area code. Hello, 562. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Aurelia.
Hi, Aurelia. What's your question?
I am working part-time temporary at a local community college, and back on June 22nd of this year, our administrative assistant left the office door open, and someone came into the office, and I wasn't there. Someone came into the office and stole my wallet and tried to party on my dime. And I was very puzzled, because I'm like, is this someone that knows me or someone that's been around me? Or I'm trying to figure out who it is. I reported it to campus police, and I don't know if they're really doing anything about it. But I'm
reach out to the credit card company that they did the partying on?
Yes, I did. They're the ones that told me every place that they went and how much was.
And of course you disputed all those charges, right?
Yes, and they reimbursed me the money.
Okay, so here's what I would ask them. Ask them if there was any way at all that somebody got a picture Because if they use it in a machine somewhere, if there's a picture anywhere.
They did. I did all my homework. But campus police is like dragging their feet. And here recently, like I had a little stuffed toy that I used to keep on my desk. And now that's gone. So I'm like, is somebody kind of targeting me or what?
Well, I hate to say this, but I agree with you. Now, what's interesting is they're going to get caught, but I think it's after you leave this job. And I actually am highly recommending you leave this job. Because if you've got that kind of vibe around you where somebody is targeting you and stealing from you, that's not the vibration you want to work in. Because here you are, this mature, responsible, amazing woman. And by the way, they're probably dumping more work on you than they should, and you're doing it, all right? And then you get some, and you know what's so funny? Is I'm wondering if it's a young woman that stole your wallet.
Okay.
Because I'm getting this young woman that doesn't think that she did anything wrong. There's something so tweaked and weird about her that she doesn't think she did anything wrong. Now, what I would do if I were you is I would set up a secret camera. Like I don't even know if there's still any Radio Shacks open, but I would go to a Best Buy or a Fry's Electronics, and I would pick up some little thing you could set up on your desk that's a secret camera.
Well, unfortunately, this is my last week. I was working on a grant, and...
Oh, well, I'm glad you're leaving. This is good. Okay.
But I like
and
the
by
job.
The way, because you're, yeah, I know, but your cards are saying you have to leave the job anyway, so I'm actually happy that this is your last week. You still could get the little camera. Doesn't hurt for you to have it anyway. It's just a thought. What's interesting here is that this says that they get caught.
Good.
This says
so
they
is
get
it somebody
caught.
That knows me? Around me?
Well, I hate to say it, but it feels like friendly fraud. It feels like somebody that knows you.
Okay.
And the reason that they kind of feel justified from taking from you is because they know you. It's weird. I mean, they're a little tweaked out in their head, but yeah. And I would be this last few days. I would definitely be suspicious. I would keep my any of my important information in my pocket, and your handbag would just be stuff like makeup and, you know, crap like that, nothing that you wouldn't mind missing, right? Because I have to tell you, when I travel, I put all my important stuff in my pockets, and if my purse were to be taken, I'd miss the makeup and crap that was in there, but I wouldn't miss anything that would basically be identity theft or stealing from me. You know, and I want to tell you, people have gotten very creative, and I don't mean that in a good way. So I'll use the word clever. People have gotten very clever about stealing. You know, and it's like I had the same thing happen where my information off my ATM was taken, and somebody in freaking Bakersfield was taking money out of my account.
Wow.
So, and of course, you know, because I'm not in Bakersfield and because they were using an ATM, there was a picture of the person and they knew it wasn't me.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
So what I'm getting here with you is that I'm happy that you're leaving this job in 5 days. In the meantime, over these next couple of days, I would update my LinkedIn profile and I would look for something else because you really are a great employee and I'm just really sorry this happened to you. But it does say that this person gets caught.
I'm glad. Justice will be done.
Right. What I don't like is it just feels like the people there that are in security, what I don't like is it doesn't feel like they're being helpful to you. That makes me mad for you.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye. Okay. All right, I've got somebody here from the 773 area code. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Joellen.
Oh, hi, Joellen. What's your question for me?
I'm wondering, what can I do to attract my life mate? I've done quite a bit of things, and I'm at that point where I'm wondering if it's changing jobs, changing locations, or changing my paradigm.
Okay.
Or
so
just being in the right
two,
place at the right time.
You actually have two guys coming up in your reading. You have you taking your happiness seriously. Okay? It's you taking your happiness seriously. Then you have these two guys. One's a water sign and one's an earth sign. The water sign guy is very easygoing, and I actually think that you meet him by learning something someplace. So it's going to be in an environment where you're learning something new, where there's both men and women. All right. So I told a gal that has had a background in security that it wouldn't be a bad idea because she's about to retire from her job. I told her that over the next year it wouldn't be a bad idea for her to take the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administrative classes, because she could then learn about safety, fire safety, first aid, you know, the whole bit. And then she could get some accreditation. But the majority of the people that take those classes are men because they work in safety. They work in construction. They're general contractors, whatever it is. And because she was in a learning environment and that it's likely she would be one of the few women in there, she would get more attention from men in a very non-stressful environment, okay? So I'm suggesting that you find some sort of a class to take where there's both men and women, but maybe mostly men, all right, that you end up meeting someone in a very organic way. The other situation that might work is by you getting involved in some sort of political environment or some sort of political arena where, you know, like the Democratic Party or the Independent Party or the Green Party or whatever it is, and that you get more involved that way. Or some association organization that helps, you know, like we have Friends of Nevada Wilderness here in Las Vegas and Reno. And these are people that go and they do projects on the weekend to help the environment, all right? So we have two guys. We have the guy that's the water sign that's very easygoing, and I like him a lot. Then we have the earth sign guy who has probably gone through a really nasty divorce. He's very cheap when it comes to money. Now, he is not a bad guy, but he's somebody that, because it just seems like money is such a big deal to him, you might find him annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the one I like is the water sign. But don't be surprised if this other guy shows up and you find out very quickly that he's cheap. And I'm okay if you just step back and say, I think we're better off friends than anything further. Now, here's the other thing. You have this card that talks about it feels like you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So I want you to do things that are different than the way you've been doing things. So if you travel to a store on a regular basis, take a different route to the store. If you travel to work a certain way, travel a different way to work. What I'm getting is that just by you changing it up slightly opens your vibration to change. And then the last card, which is the one that I like, which I know that you're going to end up meeting somebody that's important to you, is in traditional tarot, it's a card called the Magician. In my deck, it's called Existence. And what the card means is here you are in this lifetime of very aware of you're here, that you have certain gifts and tools and you're here, right? It also says that you have the ability and the power to draw in anything you want into this lifetime. So what I would do is I would start focusing on the man that's very easygoing, that you meet very organically, and that it's not an issue about being forced into sex too quickly. It's not an issue of him wanting to find out what your financial statement looks like. It's and not even a lot of stress about whatever happened in the past with either you or him. What it's saying is that by you participating with this man in some way, in something, that's the man. So the good news is he's on his way. You just need to be a little bit more aware that you are the one creating him to come into your lifetime. And this is a rest of your life relationship, which I love because you're ready for it. You're ready for
Yay.
It, finally. Okay. Now, usually the man has the description of brown hair and blue or green eyes. And he's kind of on the slender side. So he could spend a lot of time outdoors riding a bike or, you know, running or whatever it is. But he's somebody that, you know, he knows he's attractive, but he's looking for something more than just someone that finds him attractive. And I think you're that
gal.
That's cool. I know, right?
And thanks, yeah. And you mentioned about the class. I've been considering somehow finding a documentary class because I teach photography. It's not my first passion, but graphic
mm-hmm.
design is. But I tend to have
right.
this job that keeps coming up in photography. So do you see, is documentary work being
Here's the photography job that I would totally recommend you do. And it's, so let's say there's a builder that is doing a building, let's say a six-story building. And you go to the contractor and say, I'm a professional photographer, and what I'd like to do is every day from the same angle take a picture of your building. And then I will turn it into a video for you so that you can show people how you build things from the ground up. And my fee for that is whatever you're going to charge.
Right on.
So what happens is you got to remember, people that are general contractors or builders usually have a pretty high standard and a lot of pride in what they do. And so by you, see, this gives you a reason to reach out to an industry that's mostly men. You go to architect companies, you go to engineering companies, you go to builders, and you say, I'm a professional photographer, and what I do is I take a picture of your project from the same angle until it's completed, from beginning to end, and you could do it once a week. It's still good once a week, because if you're building a bridge, it's going to take somewhere, you know, up to a couple years to build the bridge. But if you're going once a week to take a picture from the exact same angle, they can turn that into a video, or you turn it into a video for them, and you charge a chunk of money for it. So I love the idea
sounds
of you
like
taking a documentary
money.
Class. What?
I said, that sounds like a plan. And you know what? I'm hoping to go out to Vegas in October, and I'm going to come out and see you.
Oh, I'd love to see you. That would be
fabulous,
so wicked
Las
cool.
Vegas.
Fabulous Las Vegas. All right, gal pal, let me know. Have a great rest
thank
of the
you.
Day. All right, thanks.
Thanks,
bye.
You too.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. You're so awesome. This is Brittany speaking from California.
Oh, hi, Brittany. What's your question?
My question is, so many things are happening, so much transformation in my life, changes, and I've met someone of kindred spirit who I think is very soul connected to me, and I wanted to know what you're picking up on the energy between the two of us.
Okay, this person needs a lot of freedom. So if it feels like at all that you're putting the walls around them or that they feel trapped in any way or if they feel obligated in any way, this person will run away. Okay? So the
okay.
more freedom you give this person, the more they're going to want to be around you. Now, having said that, if you're looking at this as a romantic liaison, you need to put that on the back burner because this person wants to make sure that you are smart enough, spiritual enough, and have the integrity to actually allow the heart to expand.
Okay.
Because I'm getting that one of you has come out of a very, very painful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why we don't want to rush this. It does feel really organic, and it feels really good right now. But you can't put any pressure on the relationship about, are you the one?
Okay.
Okay? Instead, you start getting involved in things that you both care about passionately. So it could be like political gatherings. It could be, you know, anything new that you do together with this person so that they can feel as though new things with you feel safe. Okay. That's the best way to make this relationship more solid. Now, I got to throw something else at you because it's coming at the cards.
Uh-huh.
I think this person may be responsible for you getting a new job in some way.
Hmm.
That there's something, it seems out of the blue, but what I'm getting is that they may, because of the two of you being brave enough to go attend things together that you normally wouldn't have done on your own, is that it may introduce you to somebody that offers you a job that's better than whatever's going on now. So karmically, this person is supposed to be in your life for some reason. I'm not sure exactly what it is yet, but if you're interested romantically, then you've got to tone it down a bit. It's like when Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is being told by the snowman or by Santa Claus that he's a little too bright on the nose. You got to turn it down a bit because I don't want you to be so bright that you scare this person away.
What do you mean so bright? Because I feel like I'm the one that just got out of the relationship, and I'm the one that needs the freedom, and I'm the one that needs
right.
the,
well,
know, he's
then
the one.
What I'm getting here is that when I say so bright, there's something that's, sometimes when things burn too brightly, they burn out. So it might be that you're saying that to him. You see?
I'm saying
that I want to, so it may be that you control the pace of the relationship and you say things like, hey, I want to make sure that we're really good friends first before anything else happens.
Okay.
I want to make sure that this is all on the right track before anything else happens.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm telling you, this is a good man. You just gotta make sure we slow it down a little bit. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
How are you?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your first name.
It's Amla. How are you, Mona?
Oh, hi, Amla. What's your question?
Okay, so I'm really excited. It's been a long summer, and let's forget about summer because it's pretty much over. This week, I'm really excited because there's a lot of events that are going on, and I'm wondering if you see me meeting somebody really cool in the sense of, like, who gets me, who's intelligent. I just really have a lot of places to go this week and next week, so do you see me meeting somebody like that who I could really get along
okay,
with?
Okay, so here's the funny thing. Is what is picking up in your cards is something
okay.
you do really well for work. And I know that
okay.
sounds like the weirdest vibe I could throw at you, but it's saying that through what you do really well for work, you meet
okay.
this person, this man, that
okay.
becomes incredibly important to you in some way. It's funny, though, I don't see it romantic. I see it more career path driven. And
okay.
what it's saying here is that the more you can step into your expertise, the more you can step into what you do super, super well, and
yeah.
have the ability to train others doing, that's the
okay.
most important thing. Because
okay.
you've got this card that talks about you're so good at what you do that you become all in, that chaos doesn't seem to bother you, that you kind of lose track of time, that there's this feeling of you really being all in, all right?
Yeah.
Then on the other side of it is this man that comes up to you and says, I think you can help me. Now, if this is a business thing, I would rather it be a consulting thing than an employment thing. And if it is a consulting thing, I want you to get payment up front for it as opposed
okay.
to something down the road. But when you say, am I going to meet somebody that's going to be important, it's saying important connected with your career,
okay.
not necessarily important connected with your love life.
Ah, okay.
Now,
okay.
here's the other, let me throw the other yep. caveat on this. You have a card that talks about it's really important that anybody that you meet in the next 2 weeks is
yes.
somebody that could be a very good friend of yours. So I want you to put the friend vibe out there, not the romantic vibe.
Okay. Okay.
Because the more friend vibe you can put out there, the more important, the more blessed it becomes for you. Because if you can take the sexy mojo side out of it, and you can go into the you could be a really great resource for me vibe out there, that's the most important thing. So over the next 2 months, it's not about romance at all. And I really want you to take the romantic part of it out, because there's something that's going to happen with your career that takes things to the next level for you, which is the more important vibe.
Okay.
And I want to say one more thing.
Okay,
you got
sure.
a card here that talks. You got a card here that talks about something that was supposed to be yours to celebrate, and this happened sometime over the last 3 months. You ended up not getting credit for it. You ended up not getting the raise. You never ended it. There's some recognition that you deserved that you didn't get. All right.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
I'm telling you, in a weird way, even though it was painful, I actually think you dodged a bullet. I think that the reason that you didn't get put in the spotlight, even though you deserve to be in the spotlight, it was supposed to motivate you that if these events hadn't happened, you wouldn't have been motivated to go in the direction that you're in now. You would have gotten a little complacent. And what it's saying is universe has given you this opportunity to not be complacent. It's saying use because I'll even say it this way. The quickest way to motivate you is to piss you off.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. And it made you start getting more focused, more attentive, more energized in an area that's going to ultimately benefit you. So all of this has happened for a reason, and it's saying that the focus over the next 2 months is connected with what you do to earn money, and you becoming an expert at it or the best at it in some way. So I hope that helps.
That does. It makes so much sense. And, oh, I'm so happy and blessed. Everything happens for a divine purpose. I really believe that.
You are so right.
Thanks.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay,
bye.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. Consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.